Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and Carla is the president of the local Kiwanis Group. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, I think Kiwanis is an international group. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. But you're really active in Atlantic and Cass County, and so you always have something going on. But the first thing I want to talk about is something maybe some people don't know about, and that's the Builders Club. What's Builders Club?
Yes, Builders Club is a service program in the middle school. Kiwanis also has a kids club, which is for elementary school. We don't have that in Atlantic yet. And then high school group called Key Club, and we don't have that yet either. And then we also have Circle K. That's in college.
Just keeps going on.
It does. And then we also have Action Club. And Action Club, we have two active groups. We have one at Allen Place, and then we have one at, I can't remember the
outside
other.
Outside of Atlantic?
No, it's one of the other nursing homes.
So. Oh, okay.
And that what can be involved in Circle K is elderly that are restricted to a living situation, and then also mentally challenged young people or adults. And we used to have one out at Cass Sink, and that's not functioning right now. But it's a lot of manpower to keep one those organizations running. And
yeah,
that's why I got involved with Builders Club.
All right. So tell us more about Builders Club.
They are 6th through 8th grade. And we do have one locally at the Atlantic Middle School. And we run about 14 young people. And we meet the first and the third Wednesday of each month. That is the day that school has the early out days. And I set that about 3 years ago so that the kids would always remember that it's a regular. It's always the first and the third.
Good. Yeah, got to get in that habit kind of thing. And what does Builders Club do? What's the purpose besides getting young people involved? Are there some projects they work on?
Yeah, it's really meant to expand their world, open their eyes to what's going on in the world, but also their own community and school, and then be able to pick out things and projects that they would like to do to make it a better place.
And I've met with him a couple of times. We've done a couple of projects, and it's always interesting to sit in on their business meeting. I mean, they run their business meeting, and they can get so excited about some of the projects that they do. It's really fun to see them taking on that responsibility.
Yeah, they really want to be involved. They often just don't know how or where they can place their energy. And their attention span isn't extremely long at that age yet. But they're very social. They're very caring, have a lot of compassion for what's going on. And the format is we do have officers. So the officers run the meetings. And they have a bell and a gavel and a banner, just exactly like Big Grown Up Kiwanis Club. We don't have a lot of funding. We do have a treasure. The local Kiwanis group does give us a budget item. And so we do have a little bit of money. But a lot of the Kiwanis members donate food, snacks, healthy snacks for the meeting, because that's really important for the kids.
Of course it is. And just getting out of school, like you say, it's early out, but they're always hungry. But I think that those young people seeing the Kiwanians who come and help and so on, what a great mentoring program, too.
It really is. And we have something coming up with Kiwanis. It's called Kiwanis One Day. And we'll be going to Sunnyside Park on April 9th. And my goal is I've already asked for adult leaders, and they will be teaming up with middle school kids and helping up there do some things around the new corral. The new groundwork needs to be done. They need to probably plant a few things. And then we'll pick up trash and sticks, and we might even do a little painting.
Depends on how the day goes, huh?
Yes.
But lots of projects there. And they can take such pride in that. And you know, there's so much research that says when kids do that work, then they help take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so they really want to be proud of that. So that's an excellent group. Are there any qualifications, any criteria other than being in middle school to be a member?
No. Willing to
show up. Huh?
Yeah, show up. We will be meeting during the summer also, again, the first and the third Wednesday. I believe we've set the time for 10 in the morning. We'll do a little breakfast. I really want to gear towards projects this summer. And I do bring people in as guest speakers so they can tell the kids about things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Great. So if you have a middle schooler and they haven't talked about this, you may want to ask that middle schooler, you know, what about Builders Club and see what they have to say. So, Carla, but Kiwanis are concerned, obviously, you've said, from very young to very old. But one of the things that I think about, I always put this together with at least the local Kiwanians, are bicycle helmets.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. It's our 20th year of providing bicycle helmets for third graders in Cass County. And so we're expanding. We decided we've done it in Atlantic, and we're going to continue that. But we've also added CAM School District, so we will be fitting helmets, and a deputy will go with us and do a little bike safety. Here in Atlantic, we have Dave and his wife, the Chases, will be doing a little bicycle rodeo or bicycle information as well as us fitting the helmets on them.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, how many years? You said 20 years you've been doing that? That's a lot of bicycle helmets.
It is. And this year, I believe Atlantic needs 140 and CAM needs 50.
So that means that some funds are needed. So you need to, you mentioned earlier that some of the members donate things and so on. But when you're buying that many helmets, there has to be a little funding behind that. So that's another job that you have, right?
Yes, we did go over budget a little bit this year on the helmets, but we're okay with that because that's our purpose, is to help one child at a time. And, we'll be doing a campaign where we'll be sending out letters to individuals and businesses and asking them to be a part by making a donation to Kiwanis. And this is the way we do use the funds.
Okay. When do you meet and how often do you meet?
We meet every Thursday at Pizza Ranch at noon.
All right. And you try to finish within the hour, as I recall.
Yes, we do. We try to. There's a little socialization going on afterwards sometimes.
But that's okay. But I think that makes it real possible for people to come and be a part of it and know that they're not going to be there for several hours. What are some other projects perhaps coming up or some other projects that are really important to Kiwanis?
Most of our projects are really geared towards children. We bring Josh the Otter in. His parents, he was a little boy who drowned in their home swimming pool. And so these parents have dedicated themselves to educating little ones. We go into kindergarten and we have a giant otter suit. I've gotten to be Josh the Otter before. And there's a little song and dance that the otter does. And then there's a story that's read to the children about how do you handle if you would fall into a pool. It's great information for the young people, definitely.
As Josh, have you gotten some interesting questions?
I haven't really gotten questions, but they hug. They love to hug.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Josh doesn't talk, so he really can't answer questions.
Okay, he's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And saying that, and you've sort of said that before, is that youth are really your focus.
They are, definitely. We have served at the community meal. I'm kind of drawing a blank on some of the things we've done, but we do give a lot of funding away. We're donating to the prom, Atlantic Prom. We've donated to the Lewis Library.
And you've raised a lot of money for, and now I'm going to go blank, but for the disease around the world to prevent the disease.
Yes.
Are you bringing that up?
I am. I'm glad you remembered that. It's called Eliminate. We haven't been raising funds for a little while because we met our goal pretty
and
quickly.
More. Yeah.
So, but yes, Kiwanis International this year and, well, the last 5 years has been working to eliminate neonatal tetanus, which we're in America, we have no problem with that because people do get their tetanus shot. But in old world countries, tetanus is in the dirt and the soil, and if a mother contracts that, she passes that on to her children. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's inexpensive to give those vaccinations. So that's one of our big projects.
Okay. So Carla, if somebody is interested in helping you carry out your mission and would like to join or at least maybe come visit a meeting, you've said when it are, but what's involved with becoming a member?
There's a little fee that's paid, and then basically being able to come to the meetings is not a huge factor. It's a great way to keep in contact and know what's going on. But we do have some members that have been longstanding members, don't make meetings, but they help us with projects because okay. they like to do that kind of thing. And so
and you kind of choose the projects that you want to do. So it's yes. not like if you sign up, man, you got to do this. You do kind of pick and choose what you'd like.
One thing that I'm really excited about this year, being president, I will be helping Charlene Johnson in the concession trailer. And we go to Walnut 3 days and serve the greatest hot dogs and sloppy dogs. And because Charlene's got some really good recipes. And we're out at the 4th of July celebration. We're at Relay for Life. We're at Atlantic Fest. And we have great food. And that's one way that we raise money, too.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, for coming in and visiting about Kiwanis. Until next time, here's a thought. Things change and friends leave. Life doesn't stop for anybody.